Greetings in Jesus' name on this 14th day of March, the year of our Lord 2019. My, what a wonderful service that we had on Wednesday night. The Lord just helped us and encouraged us. A powerful time of study, looking into the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 1, and spending time thinking about our journey, remembering our journey. And Moses writes back to the children of Israel in this final book of the Pentateuch, and he begins to review the journey of the people of God. And that's what the Lord has called us to do, and I'll be speaking about that in just a few moments. And I'm grateful to God for the wonderful Wednesday night service that the Lord gave us. And today, for us, is a travel day. We're headed down to Charleston, South Carolina, and then we'll be leaving Maine about 5:30 a.m. and be returning to Maine at 12:15 a.m. It's going to be a full day. We're going down to spend some time looking at an airplane and believing God for what He would have for us in the future. We're so thrilled to see what God is doing and how He is helping us and all of the progress that is being made. Had the privilege at the church house to dedicate the new nursery to Christ, and what a joy it was to be able to just pray and seek the Lord and then to just believe God for all that He's doing. We're careful to give Him maximum praise. And so thank you for praying and believing God with us. We know that the Lord is building His church because He said He was, and we're grateful to be a part of it. In your Bibles today, I would invite you to turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 1 and verse number 6, where the Bible says, "The Lord our God spake unto us in Horeb, saying, Ye have dwelt long enough in this mount." You know, every juncture in our building process, we've had the Lord guide us and direct us. When we started out in our little conference room, we grew, and the Lord said, "You have dwelt here long enough." And we moved out of the conference room into an atrium area. And then we met out there for a few months, and we outgrew that. And the Lord says, "You have dwelt here long enough." And then we went into another room, and we rebuilt that room for the glory of God. And the Lord said, "You have dwelt here long enough." And then we went and rented a Methodist church, and we dwelt there for about 3 months. And the Lord said, "You have dwelt here long enough." Then we went to 68 High Street, and we renovated an old machine shop and dwelt there for many years. And the Lord said, "Though, you have dwelt here long enough." Now we've moved to a new location of 47 High Street. We've moved down the road, but actually up the road, because the Lord is blessing, and we're grateful for it, and we're settled in. There'll come a day when the Lord says, "You have dwelt here long enough." I'm wondering, dear friend, today, have you ever had the Lord say that to you spiritually? Are you stagnant in your life? Are you stale? Are you crusty? Do you have no drive for Christ? Could it be that you are hearing the words of the Lord today saying to you, "Ye have dwelt here long enough"? It's time to leave the place of laziness. It's time to leave the place of unsettledness and get some peace in your life. It's time to leave the place of no fruit and enter into a place where there is fruit. Do you hear the Lord saying today, "Ye have dwelt in this place long enough"? It's time to go somewhere else. It's time to build something for the Lord. It's time to grow spiritually. It's time to build a Sunday school class, or to build a church house, or to do something for the Lord. Oh, I wish you could be a part of all of the building programs that we're in right now. Every day, sheetrocking, doing construction work, running nail guns, screw guns, hammer saws, reciprocating saws, vibrating saws. I mean, all of the different things, zip tools. It's just so thrilling to be a part of it all. Makes me want to stand up and turn a backward somersault, thinking about how thrilling it is to work for Jesus Christ. Listen to the words of the Lord today. Whenever He spoke to the people of God at Horeb, He said unto them, You have dwelt here long enough. If the Lord is saying that to you today, let's do something for Him. Let's change. Let's go on for the Lord. May the Lord help us and encourage us and strengthen us. You've been listening to the Wings of the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.